Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Today, our guest is Passport Cuddy. You guys have to check out her amazing book, The M in Man is for Money, How to Get It, Use It, and Make It Work for Jew. 5 stars, 100 reviews. It's on Amazon and Kindle for only 10 bucks. Buy now with one fucking click, clap.
Hello.
This shit is bomb. I literally am about to like start rethinking the men I talk to. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? I took you out on a date, girl.
Listen.
It's an awesome book. You guys will really enjoy it. It segues into lessons learned by Cuddy, fuck ups she's made, and like lessons to learn. It's awesome
how she's learned from her lessons.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And just
I really
some funny
like
stories.
They funny.
We love stories. Oh, we gonna get into some stories.
Honestly, I was reading one story and I was like, did I fuck him?
Oh god. That is so funny.
Yeah, so welcome back.
Welcome back to Horrible Decisions, guys. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy WTF.
And today we have, again, Passport Cuddy. And I feel it's so weird because I feel like she doesn't even need an introduction. Like, I kind of want to do like, so do you want to tell our listeners about you? But it's like, who doesn't know about Passport Cuddy?
I told somebody
Cuddy
today, and let me just say it's a black girl. And I was like, oh, girl, I'm having Passport Cuddy on. She's like, who is that? I'm like, who is that?
Like, how do you not know?
What the fuck are you saying, bitch?
Where have you been under a rock since 2009? So I guess you want to go ahead and give us your little intro on who you are?
Well, I just came out with a book, so now I'm an author above anything else.
Yes.
That's so cool.
I blog. I do a lot of video blogging also. I kind of put the Snapchat thing down for a second.
That was great. I never thought you could watch 9 minutes of something and be interested. Like, no. Every shit I took for, like, 2016 was watching you
watching
talk shit.
Yeah. On the toilet. Let me watch Cuddy snaps.
I'm like, well, you know, this was just a great way to, like, kill time. And it was good. And I would still sit after the shit was done. So
like, and think about it. Like, now how do I apply this? And what happened in this not last 9 minutes? No. But definitely a social media personality, and just I blog and make everybody think and laugh and cry.
Yeah, think, yes.
And get mad because you know
pretty
the guys.
Much. Oh, oh no! God. And for you guys, I mean, I hate to use the term, but I was once a part of it, so I'm gonna say she is like the black Twitter queen,
yeah.
And it's literally. I've been on Twitter since 2009, and that's when I first started following Cuddy. And it's, so it's literally, it's funny because the book is about your growth. And it's literally since I started Twitter in 2009 to now, and even watching you, I feel like I've gotten to see your growth. And even just seeing what you were saying back in the day to you're saying now is completely different.
But you know what?
And I think that's what the book does.
It's not
too.
Completely different. Let's say you may have been a little more ratchet with something back in the day.
Ratchet.
When I read the book, it was just like.
No, my views have changed drastically.
Well, we don't bring it up.
We bringing it up.
We got a little section for your ass.
We show.
No, but we are Cuddy fans. Actually, Mandy and I don't even know if you can remember with this, but you had a phone line and I was on it once or something.
We used to call.
The Naked Truth.
So what we used to do is I would spend the night at her house. Mind you, we were in high school doing this.
Really?
Bro, yes. We were.
I had my own apartment. At that time.
Okay, so we were like 20. Yeah. We were like 19, 20.
No.
Absolutely.
Wait, how
it was
you
a
now?
New place when I was
26.
26.
Oh.
So 4 years difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so this was probably 2010.
Yeah.
We would listen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, we were like 19, 20. And so we would literally be at her house.
I remember
on her bed.
To call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would. And so we would literally. We would be on her bed with our popcorn and
raisin.
Dying. At like, bitch, put it on speaker. And you know, back then it was like, what?
You know, T-Mobile's it's so funny how, like, sidekick? At the internet, you can actually be a fan of someone for the internet. And so I went to Angela Yee's barbecue. And I walked in. And it's funny because people are staring at Angela Yee. And I'm like, is that fucking Cuddy?
Wait, but is that Cuddy?
Holy shit.
No, and you know how, like, you talk to people online and you know what they look like. So it's, but then you're just like, do you know that I know you? Do you know, do I know that you know me? Like, hey, girl.
Right. Like, hey, we're best friends.
Don't shame me. Like, hello.
Bitch, this is our first time meeting, but come give me a hug.
And Cuddy is everything as expected. Like, you
absolutely.
Know, Fendi purse, whatever.
You know, she came in like nice first.
So,
laid hair, got the finger waves and shit. Do that. So, what we want to do, actually, and what we like to do when we do have guests on, we're going to do a segment called Have You Ever?
Okay.
And do you want to go ahead and ask one of the.
I've got three because after reading your book, I need to know.
Okay, so this is the Have You Ever segment of Horrible Decisions, and this takes up our kink of the week. So go ahead.
So in the book, I was reading a part that said, which I really enjoyed you saying, you're like, I'm not into submissive BDSM shit, threesomes and this and that, right. Which I totally am.
Me too.
Look in the goddamn cover. So I just want to know, have you had a threesome? And if you have, was it something you just felt like, I'm just doing this to try it, or did you want it?
I didn't. I've never had a threesome before.
And wow. You never wanted a threesome?
I don't have anything against threesomes.
Okay.
Like, I would do a threesome, but
what are your rules in your mind?
Right, exactly. First of all, I don't necessarily want to do a threesome with my guy.
That makes sense.
So, but then okay. I don't want to be in a threesome with somebody who else is in a relationship either.
I don't guess
that. That's her. She right. doesn't guest star.
Only because I can't handle the emotion.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, are they talking shit about me when I leave? Like, oh, my
God. But then on the... I'm not aggressive, so I don't know how to bag another girl.
Are you attracted to women?
I was about to say, have you ever been with another girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Yo, your lips okay, were just well, did you enjoy it?
I feel like your look on your face was like, why the fuck did I say
right,
yes?
Right, right.
Like, can I take it back?
I'm like, please don't let nobody else listen to this. That I don't want to listen to. Everybody else in the world can listen to this. Set that person.
It sounds like a one-time thing.
Mm-mm.
Oh! 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 She liked it.
Shade room.
No.
I kiss a girl and I liked it.
No. No, the crazy thing is, it's like I didn't know if I liked it. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm gay. So I'm like, oh shit. Because the first time I was,
we were drinking. Wow, you were alone, but not threesome. Okay.
Yeah, we was drinking and I don't really get drunk like that.
Right.
But she was getting drunk and she was like, we were like on Snap or something or
right.
like. Just doing videos. And
did
she's
I
like,
see this one?
And she was, and we were like, ah. She was like,
so it was recent. Let's look at the timeline here.
No, the last 2 years or so?
It
probably wasn't Snapchat. But it was some sort of internet something, okay. like video or whatever. And she was like, I want to see your pussy. I said, what?
on it?
No, not on the video.
It's funny because this goes into my next question real quick. So if any of you guys follow Cuddy, you guys know she fucking hates sucking dick.
I do.
So because you hate sucking dick, and that's clearly oral, is it right. just dick or did you eat the pussy?
No, I did do it back.
Wow.
Did you enjoy eating pussy more than you enjoy eating sucking dick?
I didn't remember.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
No. It was like real quick. Like it didn't.
Like,
No.
That's what my first time was. It was like 10 minutes.
No, yeah. Like it wasn't that long.
It was a playing thing.
I was just very. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, she said, oh, she was in. And then next thing you know, she was in between my legs. I'm like,
ah! Did you come?
No. I don't remember.
No, you probably
I don't
didn't.
Think so. I don't think so.
You would remember that.
Right. No, I don't. No.
Okay. I'll lend you the book.
I didn't because I was just so nervous. So then the next time I was talking to this other girl about that situation, and she was like,
just like Mandy did.
And she was like, wow, like, so you didn't really enjoy it the first time? And
I'm that like, sounds like me.
Right?
Did she try to take advantage of you?
Yeah,
like, let me show
right,
you.
Yeah,
let me
did.
Show you how it
right.
goes, bitch.
She was like,
I bet you I could do better.
Right, exactly. That's exactly how it went.
Where were you?
We were at a bar, and she was like, we were at a bar in the city. I wasn't even drunk, and she was like,
that's
we just
so
wound
me.
Up in a hotel in the city.
Oh, that's wow. so me. She's lit. That's
who paid?
Me.
Oh, huh?
Who paid?
This is Cuddy. We know she paid. The other girl paid. Not
no,
Cuddy.
No.
It's women.
It was a woman.
Okay.
I think I paid.
So I date women, and there. It's funny because when I was reading your book, there were a lot of things that I was like, wow. Well, then now what?
You only date women?
She dates both.
I date men. Generally, we both date both. I am the breadwinner a lot of times when it comes to women, and I wonder, like, does it change?
No. Yeah. Don't feel like you're taking advantage of.
That's why I'm like, you don't really okay because I don't have a Twitter and shit like that. So just to give you a little background on me, I generally date men, but I am very into the idea of like 3-way relationships, mm-hmm. like them going on dates, us going on dates, all being together. Mm-hmm. So when this is happening, generally the man pays. Of course, you're getting two pussies and four tits. But alone, I don't know what to do. And it came across my mind a lot while reading your book. Like, I feel like a bitch can't say this about me.
Yeah, this can't.
I've flown girls out, though.
I won't fly. I won't fly a girl out.
She's gonna be the I'm not going that far.
It's $200 for sex.
Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not paying for sex, period.
$200 to fly this out.
Do you know how much free porn is on my phone? And my fingers work wonders, baby. I'll sit here and I'm not flying. No, I've gotten to the point where I
get turned on by it. I like doing shit like this.
See, and men do that. Like, men are turned on by paying for sex.
But I will say this. This only happened when I really started making money. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Now, I fucking love doing it. Like, especially when I know someone's just kind of like teeter tottering in between school.
No, bitch, I'll put you on a flight.
No, I get that.
The power, like you said.
Yeah. I get that because if it was a dude, it would be like, oh, he's a broke ass nigga.
Yeah.
But if he, if it's a girl, it's like, she about to come eat my pussy. Like, you know, like she coming to do everything I want to come do. So maybe there is a little difference.
There is.
I think there's a big difference now that you say it. Like, I don't think that the rules apply. I probably would be a sugar mama to a girl.
It's level playing field. And that's the thing. We have these gender. My ex used to say all the time, if somebody walks in the house and the lights are off, they're going to look at me. And if they walk in the house and it's dirty, they're going to look at you. It's just the way that we're conditioned.
No, for sure.
And with women, I lose it a lot. Like, I'll be on dates sometimes and we're both like, we don't know who to pay. Like, I open the doors, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Right. I think it's the half sleeve.
Yeah.
That makes you look like the guy.
It is very, and that's why I'm not really into girls like that.
I was about to say, the book clearly was not aimed towards lesbian, same-sex relationships.
No, it's called The M in Man is for Money, but honestly, it's not like she's saying men, women, a lot. I mean, she's saying in the relationship.
Right.
I don't know if you can agree with it.
No, a lot of gay guys and
like,
girls.
Yeah.
More gay men have connected with the book than gay women. Like, gay guys will DM me and be like,
yes, bitch.
They're like, no, of course. I use this on him, da da da. And then the gay girls would be like, well, although I'm a lesbian, so I mean, a lot of the stuff didn't count
apply.
For me, right? And I'm
but
like,
I mean, you bought a book that's called The M and Man,
right?
Okay, so. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have another question?
I have questions more about the book, but my last question is, you don't like sucking dick, and I just need to know, have you ever had a time where you enjoyed doing it and you remember it? It's the moment.
Look at her face. Girl, look at her face.
Wow.
No. The only time that I remember, like, vividly me sucking someone's dick and being proud of it is because he didn't really like getting his dick sucked. So because he didn't really like
it. He didn't keep you down there for long.
Right, no. But because he didn't really like it, and I made him come in a very good amount of time, it was like, whew, okay. At least I know what I'm doing.
Do you enjoy being more dominant? Is that why?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just a lot of work.
It's so crazy because what you just asked, I actually feel dominant while sucking dick.
Me too.
Like, the fact that I can make a guy moan or like squirm or like, damn.
There's nothing, it has nothing to do with it. I'm just a lazy ass bitch.
Are you riding dick? You're just giving him back shots.
No. I do everything.
Except suck dick.
No, riding is not necessarily lazy. That gives us a lot of pleasure.
I don't not suck dick. I always suck dick.
You just don't like it.
Hate it.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I enjoy it. So this is hard for me to understand. Like,
no, it's just like, a lot of work for me. Like, for
to make it good, she's right.
Well, it's a ton of work. You have to fucking slob. You have to breathe.
What does Samantha say? They don't call it a job for nothing.
I hate the saliva on my hands.
And then then you have to pick the dick up and go down to the balls. Right. Like, it's a lot of fucking work.
I like my face being gross.
Oh, yeah, my face is, oh.
But well, also, like, your makeup does look better than mine, so maybe that you.
I barely wear makeup.
Really? Oh. Yeah. She's like, this is just how black looks. This is melanin?
No. I have on makeup now. I'm saying I don't normally wear makeup.
You know, you're halfsies, right? Okay, so, like, your book. Yeah. One question, just to start off with a bang. Have you gotten negative feedback yet, and how do you feel about it? What was it about mainly?
I got one star on Amazon, and I damn near couldn't sleep that night. I turned up. I was like, baby,
and he left a review and talked about why he left one star?
No, it was a girl. Oh. Yeah, she said that. She said that it was. Hold on,
There was a few parts I was reading that,
and we had a discussion about
somebody's
it.
Gonna talk shit about.
Well,
this.
No, but we actually had a discussion about it because I think a lot
like
of
an
this
hour last night.
Oh, like
wait, hold
literally.
On, let me read this real quick. She said, I wasn't very impressed with the book, but if you like ghetto novels, you're probably like this. It was all over the place, and her writing is unpolished. I'll be sure to share this book with my younger cousin in middle school because you'll probably get a kick out of it. I was like,
wow.
And I'm like, this is somebody that my nigga was fucking. I know this.
Or someone who's literally just jealous.
She's like, right. Let me make this username right. real quick.
Someone who's just jealous of me, for sure.
Because there are 100 comments of everybody.
See, even if you felt that way, I could see 3. Why would you even pass it along?
One.
But you know what? Oh, but you going to pass it to someone else? Go ahead. Let everybody read the book. Y'all exactly. like it, but that's fine. You got me another
haters are very good marketing.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it did bother me for a whole night. Woke up in the morning like, he was looking at me like, you still thinking about that motherfucker? Yes, I am.
I don't blame you. Absolutely.
So, like, do you take to feedback? Like, besides that review, though, I was actually talking about, like, in your DM, Twitter, someone saying.
Mm-mm. Everything has been, I swear, positive.
Don't get me wrong, it was, so I can understand that, but I just figured there's got to be somebody.
I think it definitely depends on your following, because I wrote a book as well, and it was literally the only people who threw negative attention towards it were the girls who didn't like me. And it was like, oh, so this bitch thinks she can write a book.
And if someone's willing to spend money to write it.
But like, you have to realize, writing a book takes a lot of time.
How long did it take you?
1 year.
Yeah, and mine took about 7 months to get all of, like, the cover, the editing, the just the stories on what I wanted. And so it definitely takes quite a while. But we do, our horrible decision, that is actually going to be the lessons you learn through your book.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to talk about. But before we do that.
You guys are.
You got listen.
You're just throwing.
So what we doing is we going to get our ass.
This
is funny.
It took us a while to figure this out because I'm like.
We had to find
Teddy's
it.
Teddy's not as nasty as we are.
We were like. Cuddy didn't grown up, so I couldn't just go on your timeline anymore and find the old Cuddy.
Frankly, you talk about this book so much. I wanted to do a different kind of promo for you. Like, obviously, this is for you and getting your book out there, but you talk about it so much on every other podcast. I'm like,
We got to switch this shit up.
Right.
What I decided to do is hop into a time machine, and we found some old Cuddy tweets. So I'm going to read some off, and we're going to see if maybe you still think the same, or if you have a story attached to it further.
Okay.
So I found this one.
You scare me.
Do you remember this shit?
Oh, I remember.
Okay. So this, I want to know if there's a story attached to it and if you've actually done it before. So this is a Cuddy tweet from October 24th, 2013.
Lord.
Shit, you ever wiped after sex and saw you was bleeding and the nigga just ate your pussy? Did you feel bad?
God damn!
So was this something that actually
happened?
Yes. It actually happened.
Oh, shit.
It happened plenty of times, actually.
Really?
Because I've been on birth control for so long. The birth controls always make you spot.
Yep.
Like, they be making you spot. You just never know.
Oh, no.
So it's like.
Did he realize, like.
Were you on time? Because I need this advice. I'm going to. I need it. I need to not be on my period to start out.
Well, you know, bitch, we used to pop birth control pills when we was younger to knock your period off.
Right.
That's what
you're like. Were you not on time? Were you inconsistent? Is that why?
Yeah, because it depends on the birth control.
It depends on your body, too.
Because, like, if you want a shot, sometimes it'll make you bleed forever. Sometimes you don't bleed. And then sometimes it's just spotting and all types of crazy stuff. So
it actually did happen. Girl. That was a real life
tweet. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I have an even better one that I found. this was from the same year in September of 2013. And I have to know if this is real. I read this and I was like, Cuddy, come on. Did this really happen? Are you ready?
Oh, Lord.
When these niggas was gonna rob me, I said, God, what do I do? He said, suck they dick. I did. They ain't robbed me.
What? Wait.
Hold on. She has to see this. She actually tweeted that.
No,
bro.
No,
it's not a retweet.
You might have been Tori's assist telling the story about somebody else.
this account got hacked. I'm not on this one anymore. No, swear to God.
Okay.
So the passport cuddy.
Okay.
It's been like 4 years or something since I haven't been on that one. So it's been tweeting
different things.
Like crazy stuff. And I've been trying to get it off.
Hold on. Well, I hope this one is you.
Hold on, because she got some too.
No, that definitely wasn't me.
No, bitch. See,
like,
we're saying that
I listen to Chief Keef. Like, I don't listen to Chief Keef. Like, a lot of that stuff is not me.
This one is.
Because I'm passport underscore cutting now.
Okay, then this is you.
She got one is you. So you can't lie. She got one is you.
I don't even have Twitter, but I had so much fun looking this shit up. Sometimes you gotta just be truthful and tell a nigga I had an abortion because your other kids are ugly and your genes are strong.
That's definitely you. Right. That's definitely
That's
you.
That's definitely me. That is so me. Oh my God.
That was great.
Like,
and you still stick by that shit. Right. I hope so.
Yeah, like,
So you wouldn't fuck a guy.
Not fuck. I would not have his baby.
Okay. You got your ugly kids. It's
okay.
Like, I'll still fuck with you.
Lawrence is cute, right? I guess. But,
because sometimes niggas be cuter than they kids. So it's facts. Like, they cute. That might but be, they that kids might, is
you
not
might
cute.
Have to find out a mom. Okay.
So you're like,
something I also wrote down. Because you just mentioned, you said you turned around and said baby. So you have a man. Have you had a dude ever cut you
Girl,
off?
Girl, you ain't been listening. She ain't got no man no more.
No.
You know, yeah. I be listening to So Shameless. So she has her own podcast.
Right.
And she's actually single. But you go ahead and ask in reference to her man.
I guess in lieu of that.
We recently split the person that I was with for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So you wrote the book while you was with him.
Mm-hmm.
So has a dude ever cut you off because of your Twitter or things you say?
Ooh,
that's because a I feel like Mandy and I need that advice because there's a show called Whore.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie, and I was just telling her, like, me meeting guys now is especially like they go through the social media and I have old pictures of modeling, so now I'm a fucking IG model, which already gets bad ideas. But then I have a fucking sucking a fucking banana for heaven's sake.
Thank God that
and
was
you look great. Like,
thank
it looks,
you.
Look at the wow.
And I look good doing it. I'm like, I'm jealous of that.
This is how you know Mandy sucks a good dick. Look at her face.
And that's the thing. I'm jealous of that. As much as I hate doing it, I'm jealous because it's kind of like, this is
don't
this
be
is
jealous
what
because
they
I
want.
Don't know if we've ever got half a million from there. So we are the jealous ones. So yeah, has a dude ever cut you off because of it or wanted to or been had a problem?
They don't actually cut me off, but they do treat you like shit. Like, because they treat you funny because they now have this wall up because they just want to make sure that you're not trying to cutty them. So they're like,
makes sense.
Bitch, I know everything you're about. You know?
Right.
And you're just
have
like,
have you ever had somebody pull some receipts on you, like, but you said this?
Not from the past, but like in the present, if you're dealing with somebody, they'll be like, I seen what you fucking tweeted today. Da, da, da. You know,
yeah,
like, and they
thinking that, as well.
That this is, you know, my line always was, listen, if I'm talking about sucking dick right now, don't mean that I did it 5 minutes ago.
Or don't mean that I
want to
suck your dick.
Right. No, but not like I'm talking about if I'm in a relationship with somebody, or I'm dealing with somebody and for the day, that's the topic. I'm like, just because I'm talking about sucking dick don't mean I did it 5 minutes ago. Of course I sucked the dick before. I got a story. Okay?
Right.
Like, you don't,
right,
you're not going
to
tell me. Like, don't act like I just did it.
But I think,
just because I'm tweeting about it right now.
I think the person that you're with knows who you are. Like,
no, because they are very insecure now because they don't know
Gary.
If you are you or if you are your online persona.
That's a good point.
You know, and that's the thing because for, especially with me, my real name is Alex. They're like, I don't know if you Alex or you Cuddy. I don't know who you are.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, I'm with you all the time. Like, I'm not understanding why you are even questioning that. And they're like, but you saying this. And I'm like, I'm saying this because people fucking retweeting it. Like, you know, like if.
No, for sure.
If not, then I'm just going to be with talking about me and you all day. You know,
so
like,
what would you say for women that, in terms of not even talking, but there's a lot of girls that actually are hating that men think they're their IG, right? Ass pictures, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, for sure.
What do you think about that? Because to me, you put your, I don't know. What do you think?
What, like as far as physical?
Yeah.
It depends on what she's doing it for. Like if she's making money off of it, then you can't say nothing to me.
You
give me another
you got
job.
Tummy
for sure.
Tea, bitch.
For sure.
Right.
Right.
You, gonna cut
What's
this
that,
check,
bro?
Right?
Oh
right,
my right. God! Right.
The little
so wait, hit. When you wrote the book, mm-hmm. what when you were with your man and it started coming up, like
it's crazy because I have actually a question back into the time hop as well regarding this.
Okay.
And when you were with your man, I guess I'll ask. So in 2011, mm-hmm. You wrote Guidelines from the Main Chick,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know if from 2011 to 2017, if these were still your thoughts. Mm. As being in a relationship and mm-hmm. with your man. So I'll just read off right. the numbers. So number one, you said, do not talk shit about me and throw dirt on my name to her. Right. So by yeah, saying that one. Are you okay with your man or when you're in a relationship for there to be another girl? Whether you know about her or not.
No. I'm not okay with it, but shit happens. It depends on...
So you wouldn't leave your man, though, knowing that he's probably messing with someone else. And it's, as long as...
I mean, I've stayed for cheating several times.
Okay.
Like, and even on Twitter, I've made it very clear, like, when people get the wrong idea. When you tweet something in, like, general, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, you better leave him and so-and-so-and-so. Yeah, that's good advice. Just because I didn't take the advice don't mean that it's not good advice. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, no, I get that.
So it's kind of like...
Because I'd be like, girl, don't let him treat you like that. Right. But don't talk... Like, yeah, he right. came back over tonight and maybe he's fucking that other bitch, right. but yeah, right. absolutely.
No, and you'll say, what you say, even if you don't follow your own advice, it doesn't make the advice bad advice or invalid or anything right. like that. So people, they love to discredit you based on your own life. So they'll be like, oh, you know, she's talking all this shit, but I know that her nigga fucking with that person.
Or
that
person.
You know, like,
okay, no, for
someone
sure.
said to me the other day, how are you a woman in the corporate world that's talking about sucking dick? Because they suck
dick. They suck dick too. Exactly. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And, okay, and so I have another one. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but like another one was do not tell her or give her the impression that she is your girlfriend. Do not fuck her raw, which we talked about on mm-hmm. here as well with the whole Mello situation. Do not give her access to me. This next one, though, is actually what I want to mm-hmm. ask because you actually mentioned in the book you weren't married, mm-hmm. but number five is do not give her money.
Yeah.
Which makes me mad, but I think it's
What's
so
the date
ironic.
On that? Yes.
I think it's so ironic right. though because in the book, The M&M Man Is for Money,
right.
you mentioned
yeah.
that married men are the easiest ones to get money right. from. So yeah. if you're the other girl,
it's so
you need to be getting money from right. him.
It's not contradicting.
But
it's definitely a right. contradiction. But it depends on which side of the field you are.
For sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Right. No, I mean, you even said, like, I hate writing this, or you said something like that, yeah. like, I hate admitting
this. Yeah, I don't want to, I hate to say this, but, you yeah. know. And I tell people all the time, life is a contradiction.
Absolutely.
You know,
I hear even on the podcast, Tahoe love trying to be like, but you just said
right,
this.
Right, right,
and yo, he
right.
stays trying to say mm-hmm. you contradict yourself right, right. on what you say all
and
the time.
And I do all the time. But
there's rules for, again, like yeah. you said, depending what role you're playing.
If you're the side chick,
bitch, you better be getting money. Right. If you the main bitch, your nigga better not be giving no side bitches
exactly.
money.
I recently told Mandy I'm dating somebody and he's away. And I'm like, yeah, like, go fuck some girls.
Which is stupid. This is one of her rules, by the way.
And
what
and
she
said
did,
to him,
she broke a rule. Listen.
I'm like, I know it's just sex, no big deal. And he's like, all right, like, I'm going to meet her out at this bar and we're going to go out for drinks. And I'm...
Look at... She raised her eyebrows. Why?
I got jealous. But then I said to Mandy,
you
like,
say you got jealous?
I did. But then uh-huh. I told Mandy, like, at the same time, like, look, either he was going to do it behind my back or to my face. He sent me a picture of him and the
right.
girl. He's
which
like, I was talking about you.
Which is fine. And so I want your advice on this because I told her, if you're going to let him fuck other girls, let her fuck other girls. One of the things that you say on here, specifically...
don't take them on dates.
No, I think it is, well, don't make her feel like she's a girlfriend or don't give her anything
like
that.
Well, that's somebody he just randomly met, right?
I don't know
if
that's a girlfriend feeling.
Well, let me ask you the question.
You're really stupid if you think a bar is a girlfriend.
No, of course, but let me ask you this question. If you're, would you,
mm-hmm.
as having a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
be okay knowing that your boyfriend took another girl to a bar? Whether they had drinks,
just
dinner.
But you have an open relationship.
Hmm?
But you have an open relationship. So like, cut it there. It's not like...
Well, this is the thing.
It's not like he didn't ask.
I'm going to be 1,000% honest.
Okay. That's how we want you to be on the show.
1,002. Go ahead.
Even in a quote-unquote relationship,
right.
and relationships that I've been in the past, I've always known that something was not right. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yes.
Like, oh, they could be cheating. They could be doing this. They, you know, whatever. So you could say that you're not comfortable with it, but technically... you kind of are, because yeah. you still fuck with them, knowing right. that so, they knowing that there's something cheating. Else.
And the thing is, I told her, like, the way it went about, I could say that I'm mad that they wouldn't have had drinks before, but look, he's, of course, going to say, baby, I'm just fucking this girl, she's coming over, and blah, blah. No. He texts me that day. He's like, listen, I might fuck a girl tonight. Like, whatever, dude. You're, like, all the way on the other side of the world. I'm like, is she cute? I don't want no ugly bitches fucking my man.
Right.
So he sends me a picture. She's cute and whatever. He's like, we'll grab a drink, and then I'm fucking her at a hotel and bouncing. So he texts me, like, we're talking about you, and I'm telling her about you back in New York, and sends me a picture of them.
And she's hot.
And she's hot. But I had
do you mention this
jealousy.
As well?
What?
The other girl being hotter or not as hot? Or maybe I've seen you tweet about it before.
Yeah, like tweeting.
Definitely tweeting.
So that's the contradiction. You know, I was sitting here saying, like, yeah, yeah, do this. And then
and
I'm
like, but not better
than
me.
Oh, my God. But why is she so hot? Right.
Fucking like, Botox bitch.
Like a little, like, me or down.
Yeah. So you agree with that. So you would be okay. Well, not okay. Clearly,
we're not okay with cheating.
I don't care. But would you feel a different way if the girl is uglier than you or better looking?
What if she was trash?
Like, what if she was trash?
If she was trash, I would definitely be like,
nigga, this is what you want to go
right, like, but you're actually spending time with somebody that's whacker than me. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
So what if she's, like, super hot?
Then you get it. You know, you'd be like, oh, okay.
I really appreciate that.
Right. No, that yeah.
But you,
you're
I
like,
mean,
okay, I get it.
Because if it's trash, you're like, wait, this is what you want to step out on me
that's
for?
That's what I told you. Like, I don't really want him fucking an ugly girl.
No,
like,
ugly girl.
But the thing is, when you, I have totally, damn, I lost my train of thought, what you were going to, what you
fucking
said.
Ugly girls.
Oh, fucking ugly girls.
Fucking other girls,
cheating
period.
On you with an ugly girl.
You know, or anyone.
Yeah, it's happened to me either way. If
okay.
she was
which one
better,
made you feel worse?
I think the trash asshole.
Nah, you get a little jealous.
The jealousy comes from the good looking girl, for sure.
Yeah. And then you're just like, damn, like what's the, you start comparing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
See, like the other one, you don't even compare because you like this bitch is trash.
Yeah.
But then you're
she
like,
must suck a good dick.
Right? Yeah, but then and also you start to think like, he must really like her because she's whack.
Right.
You know?
And that's the thing. Looks can only go so far.
No,
dude.
Absolutely.
I was dating someone recently that was telling me, like, the last three girls before me were Victoria's Secret models.
Oh, my God.
And I used to feel so insecure. And one of, like, two of them I follow out of three. I'm like, oh. You know, but then he was like, look, one of them didn't know who Hitler was.
Right.
You know? Like, no, listen, eh?
Right. And, like, you know, and that's the thing. How much depth comes after how fine you are.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that's where you know that it is kind of, like, just sex and stuff like that. So
right.
You don't really... So, it doesn't bother you that much.
How has your lifestyle, because in the book, like, you know, you talk about a feeling like a lot of emptiness or whatever, emotionless, or I don't want to quote, but you said, you know, you were like living this fast paced lifestyle. Mm-hmm. How has it kept you from finding love? How'd you find it now?
I'm not. Someone right now. I'm dating someone right now. The person that I was with before, it was horrible. Like, it was good and bad, but it was, like, really crazy.
Like, how do you meet? Like, are you on dating sites? Because we're active dating site chicks.
No, like, no. Actually, I've been on Sugar Daddy sites before.
I know that's right.
But
I know that's
that was
right.
A while
I'm still
ago.
On them. But, I'm still on them actively.
But I wasn't. In the last couple of, like, the last 2 years, I've been trying to kind of, so I don't want to say find myself, but I did kind of put down, because I knew that I finally got to a point where I realized that the dating and the hopping around, the serial dating, hopping around from dude to dude to dude was distracting me from what I needed to find out about myself. So
absolutely.
Once I
that's
got
that,
that
like,
epiphany,
almost, like,
I'm there right
the
now.
Away all the time.
I'm
so
there right
once
now.
I got that epiphany and realized this is why you thought having 100 boyfriends was cool,
right.
Because you wanted to distract yourself from having, you know, emotional problems.
And,
or,
how when you find love, right? Like, are you meeting? Because the thing is, like, you have a caliber that you want for the men that you're seeking money from. Mm-hmm. What about the dudes that you end up with?
Yeah, because I was chasing money for so long, you don't end up with a high quality guy.
No?
You
right.
know, because it doesn't matter what type of quality he is as long as he got some money.
Yep.
So if he got some money and he ready to spend it on you, you sometimes don't even get that intimate with them as long as he putting out the money. You don't care what he's doing, what he's not doing, whatever. And then even when you do get really intimate with somebody, as long as he got the money, if he keep on fucking up, as long as he turning around and giving you money or you buying staying, you this or whatever, right.
And technically you're not satisfied.
Right.
Either
right.
way.
So, right. Exactly.
That's a fun question. Hmm? Let's... That's what's a fun the richest for all of us?
Oh God!
Richest guy you've dated? What did he do? What did he have that was like or, beyond?
Most people were drug dealers. Like
really?
Most people were drug dealers in the streets. I had a guy who was an exec at for a motor group. Mm-hmm. I had.
What was something that was like, oh my God, this is fucking rich as fuck? Like house, car, like what was something that like this was like money to you?
Or like, do you know like how much they were bringing in? Like what was their yearly salary? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never, even till this day, people tell me like, oh, I Googled him. And I'm like,
why?
Googled him. Like, I don't care. Oh,
really?
One of the guys that I was talking to very briefly, but he did some nice things for me, but it didn't go that far because he was just... We were just two totally different. He was a Russian scientist who...
Oh, he likes science, yeah.
who came out with a drug for Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And
shit.
He had like tons
and
tons. Oh, no,
that's how money
did you meet him?
Huh?
How did you meet him?
On an airplane coming from Turkey.
I know, that's mm-hmm. right.
So it's funny you say that because like the richest person I ever met, everybody's like, where do you find him? I'm like, dude, at my job. Yeah, literally like crazy. He mm-hmm. paid for something that was really expensive. I was like, wow, yeah. I want somebody to buy me that. Yeah. And he was like, oh yeah? You know what? I'll take you on my plane.
Yeah, and wow. that's pretty much, like, yeah. Wow. They met that way.
That wow. shit is scary, like yeah. when you meet someone that's that rich.
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
ever made someone, I mean, I'm kind of assuming no, but to women that might, or have you ever felt intimidated by someone's money?
Mm-mm.
What yeah, about in situations, neither. Like whether it be restaurants, like anything that made you feel like...
Because I always wanted it.
Same
no,
with me.
Because I always wanted
but
it.
But I think there's a lot of women that will.
No, some people, because they have this insecurity about them, like, oh, they're going to know that I don't have it. That's the point.
That's the point.
Like, and the point gonna, is you and, don't have as enough. Give me your money.
When I see that you even say that, and you're like, how to come about asking. And in terms of the richest guy, like, my best friend has a $120 million contract, mm-hmm. like, with the Pelicans. Like, mm-hmm. everyone knows, like, he's my best friend. And I've dealt with guys with right. million-dollar contracts right. often. But
hold
the
on,
most
wait. What's the richest non-celeb athlete?
My African. And he's the one, he's my African. And he, I saw him twice in the total time of us dealing with each other before his business. And he had a legit business. He did most of his business in China. And he, I mean, shit, seen him twice, and I got about $30,000 out of him. So
that's a lot of money.
He pretty much yeah. was, he helped me get back into school. He made it to where I was comfortable. Yeah, well, it's a salary for some people, but mm-hmm. literally having to
no,
see
bitch.
Him twice.
I don't know whose salary that is.
A lot of people's salary, bitch. What do you
in New York?
No, not no, here, yeah. but $30,000 is a. Girl, that's starting salary. The average is like 30, 35, girl.
Yeah, the average household in African American
is like
community
30,
is like 40, 30 35. To 45.
Yeah,
35.
Like, bro.
I
mean,
in NYC,
like
30 to 40,000. I'd be looking at the subway things like, oh, minimum wage is $14. Wow.
Yeah, no, bro. Like,
shit.
No.
But
so,
that's still
so
30.
That's 30,
less than 30,000.
Yeah. Dude, and then you have to realize, then there's, you know, I do tax. So then you have to look at the tax factor
right.
associated with that.
Right.
They're not even bringing home 30,000.
I'm getting
so depressed. I got, yeah. So he was probably my most wealthiest and generous non athlete or celebrity. Mm-hmm. And I met him through a friend. My friend was like, oh my God, I know this guy who would love you.
Wow,
he likes thick girls. Yeah, my friend was generous.
I would love him too.
And yeah, and pretty much in our first conversation, he wanted me to know he was legit. So he was like, send me your information. I got $1,000 within 24 hours talking to him.
Whoa.
And then saw him maybe like a couple weeks later.
So I got another one. Is there any advice you gave in your book that you're like, why did I say that?
Oh.
Or you wish you said it different.
Even at the ending, she says, I know while I was writing this, I didn't even want to put this. But you know what? I wanted it to be real. And I know that a lot of the things you said, you were like,
mm-hmm.
but let me be real.
You wrote that a lot of times. Like, I know that this is blah, blah, blah. But
yeah. but
you prefaced a lot of things saying like,
because
I know what it sounds like.
You just got to add the disclaimer in for everybody who wants to criticize and be like.
Because they will.
And and point out all the contradictions and be like, oh, what are you trying to say here? What are you trying to teach here? What are you trying to do here? You know, and I wanted to be fair to everybody who wanted to read the book and what they wanted to read it for. So right. I wanted to be fair for the people who wanted to read it because they wanted to know how to get money out of a guy. And then I wanted to, you know, just in a dating situation, whatever. And then I wanted to be fair to the people who are like, okay, but I got a boyfriend and he's cheap as fuck. So what do I do?
What do
I, you know?
Right, so, right. And we actually had the discussion too about who your audience was.
Yeah.
Because here we go. Like one
in
of the
beginning,
one,
it felt... some of the things I was reading, I was
we like,
were
like, "Way," but even like the one thing of asking, and you
or it feels
you,
like things you should know. That's
well,
what we mean by
not
saying
only,
that.
Well, not only that, you have something that you do often, and we literally probably me, her, and my other friend had like an hour discussion about this last night or two nights ago, and you have a challenge. The
yes,
Cuddy challenge
yes, yes,
that Cuddy. You do often. And so for you guys who do not follow Cuddy, her Cuddy challenge is that whoever you're currently fucking or whoever you're currently with, ask them for $100.
Yeah. Well, that's and one of the Cuddy.
Well,
there's different ones.
This
but
is the
that's
one
that's famous
us a few
one.
Of them. This is the famous one. And this is,
tell us a few of them.
Well, there's been saving challenges.
The saving
there's
challenge, been, right, for the $20 that you, it's, listen, I clearly know. Okay.
There was a Cuddy challenge about, ask the dude that you fuck with if you got sick and couldn't wipe your ass, would he do it for you?
Yeah, just a, you know? A lot of these different ones.
That's cute.
Yeah. So in regards,
but that's a good one.
The $100 one, you mentioned it in the book as well. And not in the same sense, but more so, ask a nigga to pay your phone bill,
right.
Which, you know, my phone bill is $134. Mm-hmm. So we literally, got into it because I was just like, so my pussy worth $134? I'm supposed to be fucking a nigga for $134? And so we're literally talking about it and we're like, bitch, I'm not asking no guy for less than $500 because to me, I'm going to seem like a basic bitch. I'm not asking no guy for $134. I'm just not. And I think you actually get into that and kind of what we were talking
to. Not until the end.
Not until the end.
You said it once you're well into your 30s,
when you're
30, you obviously dig into your pride.
And there's a pride issue. And so I was also telling her, however, because what some of us don't realize, me and a lot of my friends deal with millionaires.
Right.
We've had millionaires. And I was like, girl, you got to realize some of these girls work at call centers and talk to the guy at FedEx.
Right.
$134 is a lot to someone maybe making $30,000.
Exactly.
So in terms of this, has it been brought to you? And I think it has, but I want to know what your response is. At this point, and you say
like
it in the
you
book,
don't want to
don't
ask
put a,
for
but
$134 from a guy.
Not only that, but you're essentially putting a price. Like, so do you not fuck a guy if he doesn't give you this $134? And if so, like, so are you some...
Well, this is the thing.
This is right.
Okay. Let's use your $134 as the example.
Okay.
You don't want to ask somebody for $134 because it's going to make it look like...
I don't have $134.
What, yeah,
that's
that
basically.
Or, damn, it's only $134, but now you're spending $134 of your own money that you didn't have to because guess
what?
It's
like a free drink. You're like, bitch, I saved $20.
He's going to say yes if he has that much money. But you don't ask for $134. You can say, can you pay my phone bill? Then he's going to ask, how much does it cost?
Okay.
And then, you know, so you're not necessarily asking for 100. You are, but it's more about the, this bill, can you take care of
can
this?
You
like
take
I said,
care of
and
right.
you may not want to ask for the $134. So you may say, can you pay my car insurance?
Because I'm not going to lie. I was even telling my friends, I was like, bitch, I be asking for tuition. It's
$900. Right.
Can you pay my summer school class?
Right.
It's not,
right.
honey.
Right.
It's not, honey.
Let me ask you a question, personal. I haven't really dated a man that made less than me or even equal in the last few years, especially in New York. It's kind of almost hard, you know, like you meet men in finance, whatever, especially where I live. I live in the city. The guy I'm dating right now, I mean, he's got me some expensive stuff before, but I like to give a lot of gifts, like especially because I come to somebody's house.
You're talking to the natural gift giver right here.
Yeah, I love giving
gifts. So like, do I lessen the power struggle there by giving gifts? Like, let's say maybe on the third or fourth date, I brought him back cigars from Cuba. That was number one. Then the second thing was he was going on a plane, so I got him a book. And then the inside of the book was porn, but the outside was like a fake cover.
These are creative gifts. That's fine.
But do the gift giving, is the gift giving thirsty?
No. The gift giving is like bait kind of, because it's like I'm giving you something small because in return, this thoughtful thing is probably going to get me something bigger. You know, like the
like
cigars
when you said
in Cuba,
with rich men.
Right. The cigars in Cuba are not going to cost you $2,000, you know?
Right,
so
right,
it's like
right,
you I was
it's the
it
thought
was thoughtful.
Counts.
I thought of you. I brought you back something, you know. Next time he might just take you on a trip, you know?
Right.
Or
hello. She's actually going to Venice in a couple weeks. So
That's why I need this fucking periodontal check.
That's why she was asking. I was at my doctor,
and I was like, you know, I'm crying a lot lately. She was like, let's put you on something. I'm like, whoa. Catherine, let's hold it the fuck back. I cannot bleed from the first to the fifth. Yeah. So whatever the fuck you got to shoot it up, I don't give
do
a fuck.
Do not make my vagina start bleeding.
Exactly. She's like, got it. And do you have an event? No, bitch, I have fuck.
I have dick to get to. Right. So I have a question, again, and this is pertaining to not only the title, but maybe feedback you would have received from men about this. Mm-hmm. And I think Tahoe brought it up on your interview with Lip Service or whatever. So the M in man is for money.
Right.
At any point in time, has any of the male followers or even some of the women questioned this crossing the line or meeting the line of prostitution? Because essentially it's getting money from men. A lot of times there are sexual favors. Although for the married men, you did say, bitch, hold out on the pussy as long as you can. Just get what you can from him. But like,
the people who knew who I was, they weren't surprised.
Right. Of course.
New people. Okay. Like when I went on Blip Service, some of the comments in there was like, this bitch is a bird. She's trash.
There was responses. And that's why I asked, like, for people who don't know you, because even people who listen to our show, I don't know how you guys don't know Cuddy, but I don't want it to be like, so y'all just asking niggas for money because y'all fucking what is the line that you draw to where it's not my
considered
idea that?
My idea of it is just that they just need to be the one spending the money. I don't care what the equation is. I don't care if you make less, if you make more, if you do, if you don't have a job, if you do have a job, get it from somewhere. I don't care if you want to fuck with me.
I know that's right.
You said something, I'm sure I can find it. You said something, it is like literally how I fucking feel about life.
This is her motto.
So I am very submissive, right, in bed. But I do have a dominant role at work. And I feel like a lot of times I've been in shitty relationships. So I think that
Haven't we all?
Well, like where men were just using that money to control me.
Yeah.
But you said this, and I want to quote it. I loved this. I like the security. I like him having a certain confidence and power that comes along with being the breadwinner. Even with him having more money than me, I would not be able to be controlled by it.
Right.
How do women make sure that they're not? I know you said it in your book, but I think they need to hear it one more time.
Well, the key is to always have your shit together. It does not matter because...
I agree.
He will never be able to control you as long as if he kicks you to the curb, okay, you're fine. If you decide to leave, you're fine. That is the number one thing. If you don't have, if once he stops funding you, the rug is pulled from underneath your feet and you fall to your knees, then you haven't secured yourself. So that's the thing. For me, I'm always going to make sure that I'm good. Like I'm never going to be, if I have a guy paying my rent for 11 months and he doesn't pay it for the 12th month, I'm not going to get evicted. You know, it's like, I'm never going to get anything more than I can afford. So yeah, it's nice if a guy wants to buy you a Bentley.
That's a great thing to say.
I think all the time, and this is something with, I even wrote in my book, and it was more so about the flying out and dealing with athletes, of course. And it was literally, if you're going to go on a date with anyone, if you're sitting here with your bag and you looking at a steak and lobster, and that shit is because when you do market price, that shit gets expensive.
Right.
So if you're looking at something that might cost around $150 and you're sitting with $87 in your account, honey, don't order. And I literally say, if you're on a date with anyone, this could be us going on Tinder dates, anyone, never order anything on the menu that is above what you have in your account.
Yeah, because at the end,
or that might hurt your pockets.
Right. Yeah. At the end, he might be like,
okay,
so you ain't gonna go half? You know, like, you never know.
I never
been in that situation, but people have told me. Because just because he has a lot of money doesn't mean he has etiquette or
absolutely.
What about if he didn't even like you? And then it says,
This was nice.
I had one. I met a guy on Tinder, went well. It was okay, right? I just got busy. So went on the date. I offered to pay. I always offered to pay. I offered to split. I said, do I need to get... I don't know if I say do I or just say... Like, I'll just make the judge.
Right.
The nudge.
The gesture.
Mm-hmm. Gesture. Thank you. And so anyway, we said goodbye. Texted me that night. Had a great time. I said, yeah, me too. Let's get together soon. That morning, he texted me and said... The next night, at 9 p.m. Hey, want to grab a drink again? I didn't write back.
Wait, then, the first time, what happened?
We just split. No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
I offered and he paid.
Okay.
And then he said, love to see you again. I said, me too. Next night, he wrote me around 9-ish. I probably was out with another dude. And he said, can I see you again? So 9:30 or 10 that morning, I know 12 hours didn't go by. I woke up to a text that said, this is my Square Cash and your portion was 50.
Wait.
Yeah.
When?
That is right.
Then, wait, hold on.
Because I didn't write back quick enough. He wanted a refund, basically. It felt
for
like.
The date.
For the first date.
For the first date.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, and yeah. So the funny thing is everybody.
You met him on Tinder, you said?
Bumble or Tinder. Oh, yeah. One of those but I days, just wanted to really reinforce what you said. This dude is a real estate broker, not agent. Mm-hmm. Lives in Fidai, great apartment. Like, I only know because we were showing views and comparing and whatever.
Did you say anything back or did you just ignore him?
I can't remember. I have not square cashed that goddamn $50 for him.
Hell the fuck. No.
I already know that's
I think
right.
I went back and I said, I offered to pay you and took your fucking chance.
It's so
you don't
so
get
crazy.
A refund.
The only time that I completely offer, like,
that's a good story.
Or you
that's
know what?
Rent.
The only way that I'll even pay half or pay my portion
if you don't
is if I
it?
Completely hated the date. I right. don't want like, nothing from this. I got, can you split the check, please? Split the check.
Yeah.
And I've done that on multiple times. If I really don't like the guy, I, at this
you
point,
go.
I just want to fucking. Can I get my bill, please?
He yeah. has.
And I've never.
Had,
you've never done that.
I've never had.
I've been on some bad dates. Oh my god.
Say, maybe you don't go on a lot of dates.
Maybe you don't date a lot because
well,
you can't maybe, win all of them.
Right.
And
right.
So I have so really great dates, but
to pay your half.
Half. No, I don't.
I know. I wrote what you said, and I feel the same way. I think splitting is so tacky.
Yeah, I don't offer to pay half. If I'm gonna pay, I'm gonna pay the whole thing.
Like, there's even times when
I pull my credit, be like, "Do you need me to
get?" Usually, if I do pay the whole thing, I'm not really gonna fuck with you after that.
Right.
If I pay the whole thing the first time, I'm probably not.
It's so funny because I think you've
hell no.
Well, we've even said that when it comes to splitting and doing all that. First of all, it's tacky. I think you've mentioned this about birthday dinners. Jesus fucking Christ. And so, like, even
I just always bring cash, and you know what?
Listen, here you go,
and I'm out,
and I'm out.
Y'all figure it out.
I hate it.
And I always put more though. Like,
oh, more than
because I'm scared they won't tip.
Right.
A lot of people don't.
No,
tip.
Because they're gonna just take
they're
your
gonna
portion.
They're gonna take.
But minimize
wait,
theirs.
But wait, you forgot. When they do that, they take their meal and their drink.
Yes.
They don't account
so
for tax and tip ever.
Never.
So even when we go out, like, she'll put it on her card and we do square cash for
right.
fucking everything because
right.
we just
yeah.
You know,
you're friends.
But, yeah, but I hate like don't split this with this. But if she gets two drinks and I get one, fine.
Yeah,
I'm not
don't care, but I am so conscious about it with other people.
It's
if
so tacky.
I get two drinks and she gets one drink, I'm not even gonna give her the opportunity to feel like, damn, she got two and I got one. So I always give more. Even if she doesn't care, I care.
Right.
If it's a girl.
Right.
If it's a guy, then I'm like, he paying for everything.
But
I don't care.
But it's yeah. the cheap thing. Like, people, even with money, like, just...
But you know what the problem is? We got to understand, everybody don't got money.
No.
Everyone
saying,
does not have
the cheap,
money.
Because I'm specifically talking about when you said cheap end. This dude had money.
No, yeah. And
oh,
that,
no, for
you,
sure. that cheap, when you're not generous, like...
Yeah.
Ugh.
See, this is the thing. I had to say to myself, my ideologies come from the fact that the people that I've encountered had money.
Well, this is also, yeah, you can tell it's from experience.
Right.
Okay.
It's
from
plenty
experience,
of
for sure.
people
right.
who are listening, like you said, who make $30,000
and
the dude that they
so
deal
their
with
life
makes $30,000.
Their life is different
so,
in how they're going to...
Right.
Absolutely.
So they're not... They're like... So how do I get his whole $30,000? He only make $30,000.
Right?
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you... That's why you have to understand that it's not so much about the dollar amount. It's more the idea of what it is. That's what I'm saying. It's not $134. It's can you pay my phone bill? Like some girl that I was talking to the other day, she was saying something about get something. I was like, girl, next week you better just ask him to get your hair done. And she was like, oh, yeah, because that's coming out of your check.
It's coming out, yeah.
Every Friday you get paid, and you're like, okay, I got to go get my hair done. That's like $100. It's $150.
And you know what, though? I love when men just notice before you even have to say it. There's something,
those are the best guys. Mm-hmm.
There is something that is always to be
those
said.
Those are very...
They're rare.
Yes.
And you know, me
and I'm
going to
tell you
Crystal
how
we're talking
when
about
the last time
it.
I knew when it happened, I was out with this dude, paid for everything all night, and I was like, oh, my God, my breath. I got to get some gum.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into Dwayne Reed. Do you know he ran behind me to pay for that fucking gum? That...
Yeah.
To me, men don't do that shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
You fucking had to run to make sure I didn't even go in my pocket one fucking time.
Well, and I was telling Crystal this. Like, unfortunately, though, like how she said, that's rare. Because
mm-hmm.
even the guys on my phone that do give me money if I ask for it, oh, bitch, they want a dollar. Well, how much do you want? I'm not just going to send X amount of dollars. Tell me a motherfucking amount. And we'll literally go, well.
Right.
You don't because you don't know what to ask for. So it's like. Okay, $700.
Right.
Like, because it's literally like, hey, I'm the one who says, and you say that I need some help.
Well, they'll
help.
They will negotiate.
They do negotiate. If you say 1500, right. They'll be like, well, I can give you a stack.
Exactly. So you don't, right.
So go high. Right. Go high when you have to ask.
Exactly. Girl, that's how I do business every day. I'm like, well, you know what? We're going to start you off with 100 of these. And they're like, no, no, no. I didn't. Okay, so 50. Exactly. Bitch, I knew I wanted 50.
Yeah, so absolutely. So, and that's
the negotiation is a good way of looking at it. Like I said, don't think about $134. Think about $134 times 12 months. You're paying that $134 all right. year.
Which is what you did with the phone bill.
Right.
Yes.
So
times
now,
12, bitch.
Exactly. So that $134, now you could go get your hair done. Now you could go put some gas
go
in the car.
Thailand.
Now you could, right?
Right. Spend it on a trip because right. that's what we all should like to do.
$134, you can get to Miami.
And I was about to say, I really appreciate a lot of things you talked about because when I was younger, I used to love expensive items, expensive things. And as I get older, I spend them all on vacations.
All on
like
vacations. Yeah.
People by are the saying, way, how do you afford to go to Japan? I'm going in September. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, it's $590 right. round trip.
By the way, yeah. I will tell you, because I just listened again. I've been listening to So Shameless all day just because I was like, oh, Katie coming out. Get to Africa if you can.
No,
I heard that you haven't been yet. And yeah. I in September, I went to South Africa. Mm-hmm. One of the best trips I went to, yeah. and I'm going to Nigeria in June. So,
I'm definitely going.
Africa
to
was
Africa.
Amazing.
I'm only going this year. It's just that prior to this, I had a family member that I was taking care of, and I just didn't want to go for that long,
right?
Because I knew that I wanted to stay for.
Africa for 5 days.
Speaking of
and
Africa,
I did Johannesburg and Cape Town.
Really?
Yeah.
But in my mind, it was just like I want to be over there for a little while,
right?
You know?
It's beautiful.
So that's
I
why
feel like
I
I'll never go back.
It's
be
beautiful.
Like, fucking white people suck, bro. I don't know how my mom fucked that nigga.
And you know what's crazy? I was in South Africa, so there was way more white people than black people in South Africa.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even the
whole. So Africa has a lot of rich men. Like, are you opposed to restarting the sugar daddy idea if you met some fucking rich African prince?
Listen, I mean, it doesn't matter who it doesn't have to be a sugar daddy situation, because it doesn't matter who I deal with, he better have money,
period.
And I'm always
I know that's right.
The person that I'm talking to right now, I'm already like, how many Amex miles do you have? No,
right.
Seriously, like 2 days ago I was like, he's like, why? I'm like, because I'm trying to see if how many trips are we gonna go on for free? Like, because I'm not even gonna look like I'm milking you. I'm gonna try to look like I'm saving you a little bit
like,
of money.
Where are we going?
Right.
No, baby. Like, for real. How
it's
many do you
for
have?
A couple.
Right.
I just need to know.
Right.
Couple price.
I'm like, I'm trying to see if you got enough miles for us to go somewhere. And you like, I don't know.
Did you look at our hotels yet? What do you like? I like a balcony. What about you? I could suck your dick on it.
You don't always want to put a dollar amount. You just want to be like, oh my God, I really want to go away with you so bad.
No, that's right.
You know, because
Cuddy just tilted her neck back and was like,
Yeah, because then you just like do all of these little things that.
What is your gift that you give back, by the way, when men give you things like sexually? Like, what do you?
Girl.
This pussy.
Right.
And that's all that the.
Oh, that's right.
I could cook good.
Okay.
No, I have good sex.
Like, do you go up on the radar depending how great the trip or gift is? Like, damn, this nigga just spent $3,000. I might give him anal tonight. Like,
Close lip.
And that's the thing. I'm really into getting more for less.
Okay.
I'm not gonna reward you for that. Because,
forgive me more. Okay.
Because a lot of women feel like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not rewarding you. Like,
okay.
You did it. We can continue to fuck with each other. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I loved my African. Mm-hmm. He didn't even like heads, so it was literally $30,000, and I didn't even have to suck your dick. Like,
a lot of people don't.
He didn't like, girl, and then he only liked to fuck missionary.
Yes.
It was just like.
Because they like to be in control.
Oh my God, he wanted to look at me the
bitch,
whole time.
Bitch, let me meet
Akeem. Bitch.
Yes. Somebody's going to literally go, Akeem,
and that
Chinese
wasn't even his name.
Business. D-Ross.
Not Jidia.
But thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for coming. So I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners where they can find you, like, if they don't know already, and also where they can find your book.
My book is called The M&M Man is for Money. The print copy is only available at shop.passportcuddy.com. I sign every copy for now.
Oh, cool.
until
it comes too much.
Right. And then it's going on Amazon. So everybody's getting it in, you know, with their name autographed and everything. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's taking up a hell of a lot of my time.
I'm sure.
I'm just
doing
it.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Because a lot of
you
orders
personalize
are
it and all that. Yeah.
And. Yeah, so
you get to see the name.
I just wanted the book right now. So
you get to see the name of the people who put your order, like when you do it
and
that way.
Yeah, and that, or you could put. Some people have a lot of people bought it for book clubs and put in the special instructions, if it's not for you, you buying it for your friend, your mom, your grandma.
I saw that you on a book club the other day, like, or FaceTime them. That is, like, really, that's all commendable. And you know what? I think if your book goes insane, I still think you would.
Yeah,
that's super awesome.
No, I'm good. I try to be very intimate with the followers and the fans and everybody.
And then where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah. Wait, the ebook is on Amazon, Nook, and
everywhere.
iTunes.
Everywhere that you can get books.
Oh, I didn't know it was on iTunes.
Okay. Yeah, iTunes too, yeah.
My Instagram and my Twitter is passport_Cutty. Sorry.
Cutty.
C-U-T-T-Y. Remember I told you that old page?
They would be like, who the fuck is it? Right, no, put the underscore in there, guys.
Underscore.
Of course she loves
those are from like 2012. Right. So
Snapchat is passportcutty1.
And the snap is lit. But something else, if you guys loved her voice, because I'm listening into this mic and I love it. And like I've been telling everyone, I've grown in love with Tahoe is fucking hilarious.
Yes. Tahoe is definitely.
And I clearly found out who he was through you. But where can they find your podcast and what is it called?
So Shameless.
What do you talk about?
Life, everything, relationships, sex, and drama. It's awesome because there's events, a guy. Everything.
Send me the minute marks for the sex. I really love to hear about your dick sucking tales.
It's me and my co-host Tahoe. We are So Shameless on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. Yes. Well, this has been amazing. Thank I appreciate you coming in because we've
about
been
to
fans.
Stand out on the train like oh my gosh, she left her cool ass corn.
She touched me. No, but anyways, guys, you guys know you can always catch Horrible Decisions on Instagram at horrible_decisions. We are also available on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play if you haven't, depending what platform you're listening to. And you're more than welcome to catch me on Twitter or Instagram at Full Court Pumps. And where can they catch your ass at?
Instagram. Slide in my DMs. Slide really hard. Wheezy WTF.
And thank you guys so much. This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Thank you.